Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. As promised, we're going to do some more draft-based value for our players as we march towards our top 100 completion for our rankings for your fantasy draft. Starting this episode out today with Dalton Schultz, tight end for Dallas. I think probably one of the fastest rising players, one of them potentially in the draft currently. Positionally, they have him ranked at number 6. His average draft position is now at 59. In 2021, he had 209 fantasy points. In 2020, he had 147. So last year, he finished at number 3. Fantasy points per game, 12.3. That was ranked 5th. And overall, he finished at 106 in all players ranked. As far as points per game go. Now, Dalton Schultz in Dallas, they have gotten rid of Amari Cooper. Mr. Gallup is injured, so he should be able to get some targets. He could be number one in that offense, although CeeDee Lamb is getting a lot of play, but more than likely number 2, but still a great value at the tight end position. And I am on board with Dalton Schultz, and I would tell you that if I'm looking to pick up a tight end that may slightly drop in the draft, I think he will be available for you right around 46, which means you can secure 3 pretty solid players in front of him and still feel like you have a quality tight end to throw out there on a week-to-week basis. That's Dalton Schultz, the tight end for Dallas. Now, the next guy up, Mr. Kittle. Tight end for San Francisco. He's had it rough the last 2 years. Only played 14 games last year, 8 games the year before, 199 fantasy points. But I read something the other day. He was ranked number 4, but 47% of his points last year came off of 2 games. So it does kind of scare me a little bit because there's not a lot of consistency with him and the fact that he also missed 3 games last year. So he does have 14.2 points per game average last year, which makes him number 84. His average draft position is currently number 40. So if you remember on my last podcast how we talked about Kyle Pitts, Kittle and Schultz are both players that point per game is there that I would consider maybe making a move on before him, before Kyle Pitts. I think his draft base value is somewhere around late 3rd. So I'm putting him in at number 36. 36 for George Kittle. Next is Dawson Knox, the tight end for the Buffalo Bills, who had a pretty good year last year. But positionally this year, they're only ranking him number 12. He finished with 10.9 points per game last year, which was good for 10th. But the thing I like about Dawson Knox, the upside to him, in 15 games, he put up 164 points, which ranked him number 8 last year. He had 49 receptions, 71 targets. He needs more targets, and he may or may not get that. 587 yards, again, 11.9 yards per catch. That's a pretty good ratio for a tight end. He's getting down the field. But here's the one stat that you have to bear in mind with Dawson Knox, 9 touchdowns. What's changed in Buffalo that he should not have the ability, even if he has a little regression and comes in with 6 or 7 touchdowns, still could be a top 10 tight end for your fantasy football team? I'm talking about Dawson Knox, the tight end for Buffalo. Might want to take a look at him. But now my next two guys that I'm going to talk about are players that are, there's just some huge upside to both of them. And they had decent years last year. but they are guys who might possibly take a leap. So when I'm looking at my top 10, 11, 12 guys, I'm looking at these two guys to be in there and possibly be in mid-range as far as overall performance. Now, my first guy is Cole Kmet, the tight end for Chicago. Last year in 17 games, he had 121 fantasy points. Not crazy. He ended up ranked number 21 in the tight end position. He only averaged 7.1 points per game. I know, that's not very good. That actually ranked him number 25. So you're probably asking, why am I talking about him? Well, currently, he's moved up the boards pretty significantly to number 11. To number 11, his average draft position is 126. 126. 60 catches last year, 93 targets, 612 yards, 10.2 yards per catch, but zero touchdowns. Zero touchdowns. So much like Kyle Pitts, who only had one touchdown, Cole Kmet has the opportunity playing with Justin Fields in Chicago to step up. He's going to be probably the second best. Jimmy Graham's the mooch, who took those touchdowns that would have probably been his this year, right, is gone. So I see an uptick there for him. He will do better than the zero TDs. I'm not going to tell you that you have to go out there and go crazy to get this guy on your team. You don't. You can pick him up, in my opinion, with pick number 124. So we're talking, what, round 10, right? I mean, round 12, sorry. Round 12, got to calculate here, Jeff. And possibly round 10 if you're in a 12-team league. So Cole Kmet, tight end for Chicago, somebody worth looking at, especially if you happen to fall asleep and wake up somewhere around the 11th round and realize you still haven't picked your tight end up. Another guy, you could even pair these two. You could even pair these two. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end for Pittsburgh. I think you could put those two together and you might end up having a decent couple tight ends on your roster. He is positionally ranked number 10 right now. And I know there's a quarterback change. Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh. I feel like that's kind of going to be a benefit for him. I think that Ben was just weak last year and struggled with getting the ball down the field. And Pat Freiermuth is good at an end zone. He's also really good getting the ball down the field. So 16 games, 153 fantasy points, ranked him number 13 last year. It was only 9.5 points per game, which actually comes in at tight end 17 last year. Positioning, like I said, he's ranked currently 10, but his average draft position is 110, slightly above Cole Kmet, who we talked about just a couple minutes ago, 110. But here is the stat line for this young man. 60 catches, 79 targets, 497 yards, 8.3 yards per catch, which isn't huge, but this is another stat that I like, much like I liked about Dawson Knox. Touchdowns. He had 7 of them last year. 7 touchdowns. Again, if you're sitting in the 10th round, looking at your thing, and you're like, oh man, I haven't picked a tight end. These two young tight ends, they're young, they're good. One catches touchdowns, one doesn't, but they both have a ton of potential for your fantasy football team. I'm going to rank him, Pat Freiermuth, the tight end for Pittsburgh. Draft base value for me on him is 97. So he makes it into the top 100. You can sneak in there and grab him and fill your roster, and you will be in pretty good shape. So we have a busy few weeks ahead of us, and hopefully I can get out some other information for you. I got some player comparisons and particular picks I want to try to work on for you, and of course finish not only our top 30 players, our top 40 players, our top 50 players, get you up to that 100 to 125 range so that you can, if you want, get a copy of this list. I can send it to you. I would be more than glad to do that. You can contact me at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com. Send me a note, and I can, when I get this thing finalized, I'll put you on a list and I'll send it out, and you can actually use it. But be sure to share it. with your friends. It's only fair. Time's up. Bye.